open up to the divine and let yourself be dazzled. Dazzled in every way. Dazzled with your work. Dazzled with financial abundance that can come in with ease and with flow. Dazzled with your own learning curves that have you learning new skill sets and getting out of your comfort zone. Dazzled with how joyful and pleasurable life can be to really live. Not just work all the time, but to really live.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
All right, Queen, welcome back to the Divine Living Podcast. I have such a special subject for you today, and I am coming in hot off of a conversation with another new girlfriend, which is basically the inspiration for this episode. And I just want you to settle in because I want you to be so open to the juicy, glorious subject that I'm about to reveal that I personally feel so lit up about. And I really know that it's going to just lift you up into whatever the next level is for your life as well. So as usual here at Divine Living, we're going to just close our eyes and start with a prayer. We are going to breathe. Just breathe and be. Letting any of the untruths fall away, any of the natter and scatter, any of the false evidence appearing real, and any of just like what isn't your optimum, like what isn't the juiciest, best, most lusciousness for you. Let it all go. Because we know in truth there is only love. And we know that it's the truth that's going to set us free. And today we pray, dear God, we ask to be set free. We ask to be set free from our smallness, from any form of patheticness or princessness or any of the thoughts that would keep us thinking that we need to be littler, tighter, or more constricted than what you say is true, than what you have already destined for us. And in this moment, we choose to open up to infinite possibility. We gladly accept our birthright and our calling to be the queens that we are. We open up to receiving clarity about what it is you would have us step into, how it is we are meant to contribute. And we ask that it be done in the way that only you, the divine, can inspire, can offer, and can bring forth. And we pray all of this believing. Amen. All right, my loves. So this subject, well, here, let me reveal to you so you can get what's coming your way. And it is, no, actually, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you the story in real time, and then we'll give you the gift as it comes out naturally. So I have been getting up pretty early, 4:30, 5:30, somewhere in there, just so I can have my morning time, just so I can have my alone time in that, those moments of that fresh morning air that's like no other in the day. And my path right now has been about journaling, and I'm reading Ask and Is Given. And I got up before Glenn and went downstairs and made my coffee and said hello to Lily. And she's our yellow lab, for those of you that don't know. And sat on the couch, opened my book, and there is a person that I was recently introduced to through a friend, and I knew who she was, but we didn't, and apparently she knew who I was, but we didn't know each other. And her name kind of floated into my consciousness. And I was like, well, that's interesting, because I was just introduced to her over email recently, and I'm actually going to be interviewing her for the podcast in the coming months. Whatever, I kind of swatted that notion away and I got into my book and I'm reading about how vibration is everything. And I'm reading about the sweet, infinite energy that our job, so to speak, is to feel good and to be in the vibration of the desire already being manifested. And it's all like, basically, it's one big 4:30 a.m. hallelujah chorus for me. And I'm sipping my coffee and reading and just soaking it in like a sponge. And this person's name came into my consciousness again. I'm like, what is going on? I'm not making a to-do list of who I want to interview or reach out to or become friends with. There's like no kind of like that strategy going on. I'm just in this vibration of feeling good and feeling my desires manifested and being aligned with infinite intelligence. And like, I'm in that bubble and vortex and I'm reading away and sipping away at my coffee. And then again, it was not even a thought. It was this feeling like this person's essence was showing up. And I'm not a psychic. I have my own intuitiveness intact to the level that it is, but it's like, that's not my jam. Like usually if I, you know, want to think things up, I'll like think about a person, but this was like coming to me. And I did my journaling and I went about my day and I was like, I know better than to ignore this. I know better than to say it was random. I know better than to not receive that the divine was bringing this person into my awareness so that I would take an action on that. And as outgoing as you might think I am, or as like unapologetic as you may think I am in many areas of my life, reaching out to high-level female friends is, you know, I don't know if it's not exactly my comfort zone. It's not what I do. I'll do it when needed and necessary, but it's not like, sure, let's do that. And so I was leaning into my own edge about, what am I supposed to say? We've already been introduced. I'm already interviewing her in a month. Like that's all set up. Like it felt really kind of strange and awkward. However, as with many things these days, I'm far more interested in being happy than I am right. I was pretty sure I was going to look like an idiot, but it was a choiceless choice because I was definitely going to follow divine guidance. So I did. And I went and I wrote the email and I was like, hey, I know we're going to be talking in a few months on the podcast, really looking forward to that. And then basically just told her the story. And I knew that she was spiritually intact enough to know that these things happen for a reason. And so she was like, absolutely, let's. And so I was like, hey, do you want to like jump on a Zoom and connect before? And so she's like, sure. So that was last week. And today was the day that we spoke. And it was as joyful and wonderful and easy connection as I anticipated it would be. And then it just, at what, you know, we were just getting to know each other and kind of like catching up and seeing what's going on in this like, you know, crazy year for everyone. And finally just asked, like, why do you think that happened? Why are we connecting now? Why was it not just fine for us to connect in 2 months or is there a reason? And she said, you know, there is. There's no coincidences. And I don't think anything in particular was coming up for either one of us. And then she said, let us be dazzled. Let us be dazzled. And everything in my body just went, yes, queen, yes. And I could feel the consciousness of women that's arising right now is that we are getting great at being feminine, at being in tune, at not bowing to the logical linear way, like there was like a logical reason that I should have had to reach out to her, that we are getting so good at listening to those whispers of, hey, there's this person. And then if this person's coming into your essence, then take an action and reach out. And maybe she'd be just as delighted to hear from you as you are to connect with her. And all of this was the what so. And then she brought it to the next level. Let us be dazzled. And it just was such a reminder to open up, and this is what I want for you as well. I want you to open up to the divine and let yourself be dazzled. Dazzled in every way. Dazzled with your work. Dazzled with financial abundance that can come in with ease and with flow. Dazzled with your own learning curves that have you learning new skill sets and getting out of your comfort zone. Dazzled with how joyful and pleasurable life can be to really live. Not just work all the time, but to really live. Or let yourself be dazzled with having a solution present itself for something that maybe has had you in some form of angst or at minimum scratching your head for quite some time now. And this is how I choose to show up in life right now. Not needing to know all the answers, not needing the meticulous plan, not needing to know everything and have it all figured out. Really allowing myself to live in spontaneity. And this is what the feminine is about. My husband and team, which are amazing, and this is so needed. This is so needed, people, that they love a plan. I think we've discussed this before. And so I'll be brainstorming, I'll have an idea or whatever. And then, like, that's the feminine, right? Like the possibility, the unknown, where the shapelessness is starting to take shape. And then I'll like mention this with Glenn. I'll say like, well, maybe we should go on this trip when we can travel. And he's like off booking flights. I'm like, wait a minute. It was a brainstorm. And, you know, modern world is not set up in the way for the feminine to thrive. Because if you want to go to a particular restaurant on a Friday night and you don't have that reservation, you're likely not going to get in. And if you don't pre-book that plane ticket months and months in advance, then you're going to be penalized and have to pay so much more. And if you book that hotel room and have a change of plans or something comes up, then you're not going to get your money back. It's like, this world is so not designed for the present moment. And that's where the feminine is. And that's where the spiritual is. And I'm just really looking to honor my own way of being more, of being present. And it's not like, you know, where do you want to go on Friday night for date night? And what if I say sushi and then I'm in the mood for Mexican and a margarita, you know? And then like it's been planned and the reservation is there and you can't get into the other joint. So, you know, I just want you to give yourself permission to be dazzled. And for me, I'm finding one of the ways that's happening is I not want and not even desire, but I require more white space, more space to just be, to think, to spend more time in the bath, take a longer shower, just journal and reflect, to actually go slower. And when I give myself permission, and I also teach my team, you know, you train people how to teach you. You got to train your family. You got to train your kids. You got to train your team. Like, I'm not available during these chunks of time. I am available during these chunks of time. I'd like more space in between these calls. Whatever it is that's going to have you not just doing your best work, but actually living your best life. That's what I'm interested in for you. That's what I'm interested in for me. And this will be true for months and years to come, but especially right now, we're all reimagining. We're all reacclimating. We're all figuring it out, and we're not through it yet. We are not in the aftermath. This isn't over. And so for you to put any form of pressure on yourself to have the answers or know what's coming up or have the plan, I know people are coming to me. And it's like, so what's the plan? What's happening next year? I don't know. Because for me, I'm giving myself permission to not need to know. I refuse to pull the flower open on my life, in my vase, in my work, with my desires, with even like it's, what is today? Today is Wednesday. Glenn keeps asking, what do I want to do this weekend? I don't know. I'm going to let him know then. And he's like, well, arrangements need made. If we're going to go out of town, what do we do with the dogs? And I used to, oh, okay, well, sure. And I'd like force myself to make a decision. And don't get me wrong, these are pleasurable decisions. It's like, you know, like, do you want to go to Santa Barbara this weekend? I mean, it's not like a rough ride I've got going on over here. And yet, I really desire so much more expansion for my life. And I bet you do too. And I know for me, the only way I'm going to breathe into it, meditate into it, feel into it, and gaze into it is by giving myself more time and space. I'm finding I'm ordering more books lately. Big, beautiful, like picture coffee table type books. And I'm just gazing into them, into Italian vineyards and French farmhouses and English gardens, and just imagining if life could be in any way I desired. What's my value system? What impact do I desire to have? What money do I desire to make? In what way do I desire to do it? And I'm just opening up to this vortex of femininity. And it's taking time. And I'm noticing like the feminine is like this, she's like waiting to be invited. Not in like a high maintenance codependent kind of way, but like in a, she's almost not gonna like waste her time coming in to give all the information if I'm just too busy to hear her anyways. So I'm really having reverence for the feminine and creating the time and really rolling out the red carpet for her. Maybe in this case, the white carpet of the divine and the spirit and the what's so and the what's possible. And just really continuing to ask, like, what is it really? Like, you know, I used to ask, how can I get a client? How can I make money? How can I find the A team member? And I'm glad I've done all of those things. And if that's the place where you're at in your journey, I want you to do those too. Because what I realize is more than ever, and I've talked about this in my book and otherwise, it's the masculine is meant to be in service to the feminine. And because I have to a degree, not full destination, but to a degree transformed my money story, that I've transformed my man story, that I have amazing clients, that I have the most incredible team. All of these now are containers so that I get to ask the higher level questions. So for those of you that have also done that work, I know there's so many of you that you've done the hard work too. You've laid the foundation and you've built the business and you've made the money and you've got the clients coming in and figured out the brand and the messaging and the internet marketing and the funnels and all the things. Give yourself the space to discover who you are as a woman. Like, what's the next big dream in whatever way that needs to show up for you? And know that spirit flowing through you and awakening maybe what you didn't even know was possible for you at this next level is exactly what the world needs from you. Because we know it's not same old, what this Mother Earth is craving more of, or what she'll even tolerate. And what's been done has been done. Like, there's no going back now. And I, for one, am just thrilled. And that's where I'm so delighted to be challenging myself to how else do I want to make a contribution? And what other conversations do I desire to bring forth into the world? And what kind of stand do I want to take for women's empowerment at this point of my life and career on the planet? And truly ask and it is given. Because every generation of women have made it better for the next generation. And, you know, the generations that have gone before us, I saw something on Instagram recently. There was a woman who was, I think, 101 years old, and she was going to cast her ballot. And it said when she was born, women didn't even have the right to vote. I mean, like, unimaginable. right? Unimaginable. Like women, do you even wake up thinking about that you would not have the right to vote in this election? I mean, and seeing like all the women through 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, like all of the work ethic from getting out of the kitchen to getting into the workforce to getting into the boardroom to women's rights and human rights and just all that's gone before us so that we literally, we don't have to go through it. We get to now vote. And the old mentality of women having to do it all, that's not the mentality of today. You get to hire the housekeeper. You don't have to homeschool the kids and be the housekeeper and the cook and the math tutor and the business owner and the perfect wife and daughter and sister and mother and all of it. Like, that's not what women of this generation are being called to do. We know that it's more than acceptable, not just acceptable, it's necessary for us to receive all levels of support, financial abundance, domestic support, professional support, and otherwise, so that we can be the queens that we came here to be. Gone is the era of being the woman that needed to do it all. And work ethic, yes. Hard work, maybe at times, but not chronically, and not overworking, and not slaving away at the job or for the money or just to scrape by. And that's the other thing that, you know, I just keep asking myself for my own financial growth and goals and desires. What's the most pleasurable way I could make the money? What's the most pleasurable way? How is my, like, getting myself out of the way? And that's what's talked about in this book, Asking Is Given. It's like really not being the block, not being the entity so that you can really allow spirit to come in fully. No constriction, no constraint, just full openness to receiving. Yes, yes. And when we're in that place, you know, the Course in Miracles talks about effortless accomplishment. You know, I'm recording a podcast right now. I don't feel like I'm working. There's effort that's going into this and there's an accomplishment. And from what I've been hearing, this has been a contribution in many of your lives. And I'm not toiling away. This is not grueling. It's not exhausting. I'm not on the brink of burnout. And this is something else that we have the women who've gone forward in the generations before us to thank them. They had to be all about the hard work. That was the consciousness of the time. And maybe that was even what was necessary to break through the barriers. And it's not today. Today, our role, no matter what your age is, as women on this planet, is to get great at being feminine, trusting those feminine instincts, listening to infinite intelligence pour into you at any moment of the day that has the answers, that has the love, that has the support, that has the opportunity, that is what the bliss is made up of. This is what we have access to in every single moment. And I'm a human being just like you. And if this is actually true, why do we forget? Why do we fall off the wagon? Why do we get curmudgeon-y? Well, I can speak for myself. It only happens when I'm not prioritizing my well-being. When I'm not getting up early in the morning to have that morning time of reading. When I do, I'm on track. And if the medicine starts to wear off, I'm reminded, because it wasn't that many hours ago that I read and was reminding myself that I have access to infinite intelligence, that everything is happening for me, not to me. And if I get into the vibration of feeling good, all is well. And the solutions reveal themselves, and the Red Sea parts, and the miracles are abundant. So without us saying no, setting the boundaries, safeguarding what's going to look really foreign to a lot of people in our lives. And for you mothers, maybe even foreign to your kids because they're so used to you being there all the time, always saying yes, doing all the things, providing all the things. Sometimes the most loving response is no. And for us women to model what feminine power actually looks like, what being a queen actually is, it's the most generous contribution you can make. Accessing every element of yourself, your feminine within and your masculine within, but just not defaulting to the masculine all the time and being very conscious of when you use the masculine, but start with the feminine. Prioritize the feminine. Prioritize play, pleasure, desire, fun, abundance, flow, and feeling amazing. And then taking the action from there. I've watched the successful men in the world, all about massive action, massive action. And earlier on, I got tempted because I wanted the success that they had. I was thinking, well, maybe I need to go into massive action too. And I saw, it's not our primal nature, women. It's not the way we're designed. And no, you don't need to go into massive action. What you get to do is go into inspired action. And you will only know what that inspired action is if you first prioritize this time for yourself to get clear on your desires, to hear your own thoughts, to feel your own feelings, to access your own higher level consciousness. And then that's when you aren't even thinking about doing anything or connecting or networking, and you're just sitting there reading your book at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Total peacefulness, total bliss. And literally, like on the wing of an angel, you're given your divine assignment. And you recognize it, and you trust it, though you are still wondering if it's going to look a little funny. You still trust it, but then you take the inspired action on it. Yes, queen, life gets to get this simple, this profound. And from this place, then you don't have to know all the next steps. All I did was reach out, got a quick yes, got on Zoom, had a fantastic connection, and then got the next divine assignment. We had no idea why we were connecting today, but the message came through. Let us be dazzled, darling. Let us be dazzled. And that's living in the question. I don't need to know what that's going to look like. I don't need to know when it's going to happen. I don't need to know any of the hows. I don't even need to know the whats. I get to bask in the glory knowing that I'm going to get myself out of the way and keep myself out of the way so that I can be dazzled. And that's what's meant for you. With whatever you are juggling in your life, whatever you are trying to balance, which by the way, I don't believe in balance, whatever you're looking to make sense of, and in whatever way you are seeking the higher level in your life, I invite you to ask yourself this question. Let yourself be dazzled and live in that. And you just keep asking, okay, universe, I'm open, I'm ready, I'm available, I'm willing to be dazzled in this specific area of my life. You're going to see everything get so, so good, queen, so good. And one way that I am just looking to support you in all things queenhood is in the Queen Premiere, the Q Club Premiere. Have you heard about it? Because it is happening and is happening right now. And I want to make sure that you get in on it. The links are in our show notes. You can also go to divineliving.com/premiere and get in on this totally amazing, all things queenhood, spirituality, femininity, lifestyle, creativity, luxury. Yes, this is all about indulgence. I am totally flipping the switch and turning things upside down from business building. That's there and that's there for all of us, but that is not what the Q Club Premiere is about. So I want to make sure that you are there. Come join us. So just go opt in. It's totally free. Go to divineliving.com/premiere. You are going to be dazzled. Let me tell you, I've got content. I've got fresh, brand new videos. I've got conversations to be had. I've got luxury prizes that are going to be given away. You want to get in on this goodness. So go to divineliving.com/premiere. You can also share that link with all your friends. You can share it on social media. I want you and everyone you know, I want all of us queens to give ourselves the gift of being dazzled, not one day, but starting now. Lots of love. All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20-page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.